Good evening, everyone. Well, welcome to tonight's program. I'd like to thank a few people before we start. I have the privilege of working, well, actually supporting our Sunday school teachers. There's not a lot that I do. I just let them and the Holy Spirit take over. And I just want to thank Sue Rogers, Tammy Pink, Jasmine Clark, Josh Clark, Nancy Pawelka, Ryan Hill, for the time and effort they put in every week to our young people. And there have been so many others, and many of you have taught Sunday school. And this is the result. The Word of God says, train a child up in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. And the generations are just amazing to see. As we begin the program this evening, if you didn't get a program, please raise your hand and someone will bring one to you. And tonight's program is entitled, For the Glory of the King. And that's why we're here tonight, is to give him praise and glory. A lot of other people were involved in this program this evening. April Kloss, the acting coach. Bob Baker. Deborah Mountain. Ty Robinson. Amy Olson. If you enjoy the costumes, and I think you're really going to like the costumes. Amy Olson was in charge of that. Tim Baker and Rob Mountain are in the sound room. They're the unsung heroes of this meeting. And Lynn Bishop did the program. But I especially want to thank my dear friend, Ryan Son, and his lovely wife, Lindsay. They're the ones that put the program together. They start working on this in September. And they have a heart for the Lord and a heart for these young people. So Ryan and Lindsay, thank you so much for all you do. So let's open in prayer. And Brother Scott Pawelka, let's stand for prayer. Would you lead us in prayer, please? Please remain standing. Take a red hymnal. Sorry. This isn't one of those kind of meetings, okay? But take a red hymnal. Please turn to number 85, and we'll sing as a congregation, Silent Night, Holy Night, and then we'll begin the program. 85. Thank you. Please be seated. One announcement I forgot to make is if you'd like to come forward, if you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren coming up onto the stage, if you want to come forward and take some close-up photos, please feel free to do so. We've got a program that we need to start. So without further ado, I'm turning everything over to Ryan.
Call him friend. God Sinner's son, he's the savior of the world. And now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, he's the Savior of the world, Savior of the world. God sent his son, Savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. God sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell.
That was terrific, kids. Great worship for the King of Kings. I'm very proud of you. But looks like the narrators found their mics, and there's three out of four. Where's Jake?
I'm sure he'll be here soon, Miss P. I mean, president and accountant for Miss P.
Oh, that's good. Good.
I'm here, Mrs. Parks.
Good to see you.
I'm here.
Hey. Do you guys know why he's late? Where's Jake?
I'm sure he'll be here soon, Miss P.
He must have a good reason for being late.
Okay, well, we could all use a break. So I'm going to grab some coffee. You guys take five. I'll be right back.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jake, you are seriously tardy.
We covered for you, Jake. We told Mrs. Parks you had a good reason for being late.
So what exactly is your reason, Jake?
I was opening presents. My grandma, she's gone to town.
Oh, yeah, grandma's always being the best presents.
Well, she told me she brought something I've been waiting for all year. But I've got to wait until I get home to find out. So can we hurry this rehearsal up? I've got more important stuff to do.
Now that's real Christmas spirit.
Waiting a long time for a great gift? Sounds like the story we're trying to tell here.
Why can't we go over the next part while we're waiting for Miss P to return?
That's a great idea, Alex. Come on, everyone. We can be out of here in no time. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch on the flock tonight, and lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, but the Lord shone unto them.
Hold it.
I was just trying to speed things up a little.
We worked a long time writing this, and we shouldn't have to rush through it just because you want to rush home and open up presents.
Claire's right. It's okay to get excited about a gift, but you spent a lot of time writing the script. It's about the most important thing anyone will ever get for Christmas.
Yeah, remember the reason for the season?
Sorry. And the shepherds were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men."
Use our microphones.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the
Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time on, and even forever.
To Bethlehem and see, King whose birth is
The night Jesus was born, all of heaven exploded with praise.
Angelic fireworks filled the dark night, and hope lit up the sky.
Thousands and thousands of angels were singing, "Glory to the newborn king."
The angel's song was a Christmas card announcing God had sent his very best. Their message was good news for all people.
There was a brand new song heard in heaven that night, a song of rejoicing as God sent his gift of salvation to the whole world. The angel's message came to the lowly shepherds who had no wealth or position.
They were poor.
They were outcasts.
They were definitely at the bottom of the food chain.
Hold it.
Not again.
That was not what we wrote, Alex.
I just added it. Don't you like it?
Being a shepherd.
Okay, I'll take it out.
Being a shepherd wasn't something you grew up wanting to be. They didn't have much hope that their lives would ever change.
But in a moment, everything changed. They had heard the good news of angels' great joy, and it was for them. The song the angels sang was for them. Suddenly, nothing else mattered.
These shepherds cared for their flocks and would not have left them unguarded. But when they heard the good news, they left everything, including their sheep, to go find the baby they had been told about.
After they had seen him, all they wanted to do was tell everyone about him.
The angel's song of praise became their song of praise. God had chosen to share the good news. He had given them the great gift.
This gift wasn't wrapped in fancy paper with shiny ribbon and fancy bows. This gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Stars in the
Shepherds didn't have to go far to meet the newborn king, but there were others who came later. They had traveled a long way to meet the Messiah.
These men were wealthy scholars, called Magi. They had read the prophecies and knew from the stars Messiah had been born. They had waited a long time for this baby. They knew that he was the king of all kings.
The Magi came in a mighty caravan with hundreds, maybe thousands of soldiers and servants. They brought valuable gold, frankincense, and myrrh to give him. They entered the small house, ready to offer their treasures. But in that moment, in his presence, all they could do was drop down and worship.
The Magi returned to their home differently than the way they'd come. Just like the shepherds, they'd met Jesus and would never be the same again.
You might wait a long time for a gift, but when it's not the right color, or it doesn't fit, or maybe it's not even what you wanted, but our Father always knows what is right.
God's gift to us isn't a gift you can see with your eyes. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "If you seek him, you will find him, when you seek him with all of your heart."
Long ago, God sent the most precious gift he could give through his son, Jesus. He gave a promise on that night he was born. He kept the promise at the cross.
Jesus is God's word that he will never leave us. He is always with us. He is our Emmanuel.
Long before the birth of Christ, God spoke to the prophet Isaiah and said, "The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and he will be called, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
And God's word is always true. John 1:14 says, "The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
We've pretty much been through everything, Mrs. Parks.
We've just got one more song.
I'm sorry, Mrs. P. I was kind of in a hurry to get home.
I heard why you were late. in a hurry to open gifts?
I guess I was, but I realize now that I forgot about the best gift of Christmas, the one I can't see with my eyes. I was looking at all the shiny bows and fancy ribbons and forgot to look within my heart. Well, tonight, help me remember.
Gifts are part of Christmas, Jake, and that's okay. We all make our Christmas lists, but God has a Christmas list too, and you're on it. Isaiah 49:16 says that he wrote you on the palm of his hand before the foundation of the world. And the best gift that you can give him is to give your heart to him and then live for him. So with that, let's start the final song. Are you guys ready? Yeah? Okay, let's do it.
Lord, we love telling the story of how you sent Jesus to us. And every time we tell it, you remind us of what the season is all about.
This Christmas, we want to be like the angels and sing your praise.
We want to be like the shepherds and share your good news of your son, Jesus.
We want to be like the wise men, seeking you with all our hearts.
And we want to give you all our praise, for we have been given the best gift there is. It's for your glory that we sing this Christmas, Jesus, for the glory of the King.
Christ the newborn king.
worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
For the glory of the King,
for the honor of His name, for the day of His renown, in everlasting praise. Every breath is filled with song, every thought is turned to praise, every heart is lifted up, and becomes an offering for the glory of the King.
Wow. I am so thankful. What can you say? To all of the Sunday school students, okay, all you guys, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for the blessing that you just gave so many people. We love you. Thank you so much, kids. Did you have a good time? Well, we sure did, so thank you. Well, if we could have the house lights come up, we'd like to sing one congregational song. That's number 87 in the red hymnal. And so go ahead and stand, and we'll sing Joy to the World, and then we'll have Pastor Odorcio come up and give us some closing comments. So let's sing number 87, Joy to the World.
Praise God. Praise God for Bob. Praise the Lord. He has a great time. And I want to say thank you again, really, and again, just all the musicians, but it's just wonderful to, again, have hearts that love the truth. And in loving the truth, it's amazing what God can do with His vessels. And so these young people here, and that's what Brother and I were saying over there. Every single one of you And guys, I have it right here. It's programmed and right here. I saw you. You were singing and made me so glad. Teachers, thank you so much. Ryan, that was awesome. You know, Jasmine, thank you, honey. All these precious ones. It's marvelous. And I know it's not easy. It's not. But the thing is it's joyful. I saw the kids going down each Sunday, and it was just great to, again, see the parents bring in their kids, grandparents bring in their kids. You'll never be sorry. You'll never regret when you get your children into Sunday school, when you get your children into knowing about the things of God. The thing I love is not only can they sing it, they can tell me about it, and they tell their friends about it. And I thank the Lord because a lot of these young people, they bring their friends to church. And these young ladies and young men are pretty awesome. Brother Hill used to say, if there's any hope in this country, you saw it tonight. And that's the truth. Because these kids, they, you know Jesus. And I thank God I had a mom and dad that taught me the Lord and taught me the love of God. And I see that going on in these parents. And it's sweet because I think most of these parents, most of your parents were in my Sunday school class a long time ago. It's amazing how fast time flies. His name shall be called Wonderful. We had a wonderful time tonight, didn't we? And Jesus is wonderful. He's Mighty God, He's Counselor, He's Prince of Peace. But I so thank God for the Word of God. The very first thing He says He is, He shall be called Wonderful. And these children know He's wonderful. I pray you know He's wonderful. See, I thank God. See, when Jesus was coming on the scene, they baptized people with the baptism of repentance. What that meant was is that there was a remembrance of sin. You'd go and you'd say, you know, I did this and that, and then you'd get baptized, and it was an encouragement because you knew that it was the shedding of the Lord's blood that was to come would save you. But see, after Jesus came and after He died on the cross, that all changed. It changed. Matter of fact, the very next baptism that happened, which was very sweet, there was a man, he said, what must I do to be baptized? And the man that told him about the things of the Lord, he said, believe with all thine heart and thou mayest. It was that simple, it was that easy. I thank God we saw even on that cross, there was a thief there. And that thief, he knew that Jesus was Lord. He didn't have a lot of time. Matter of fact, he didn't even have time to get baptized. And all he could say was just a couple words, remember me. See, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And that's the truth. Just remember me. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. It's that simple. It's not about this church. It's not about any religion. It's about the Savior that came, died on that cross. And it said that He died for the sin of every man. Every man. I talked to quite a few people, and once in a while, there's one that just says, no, I won't take it. I'm not going to believe it. I said, but it'll still never change the fact that He still came and died for your sin. And He did. But the difference is will you call on Him now? And truly, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, how could you sit through and hear the wonderful truth, this wonderful Savior, a wonderful Father, God, that freely gave us His Son? How could we not praise Him? How could we not thank Him? Lots of things going on in this world, but I'll tell you one thing. Jesus Christ is full of grace, truth. He is the peace that passes all understanding. You come and you hear the Word of God, I'll tell you what. It'll just calm you right down. It'll give you a rest. There is a rest to the people of God. And I thank the Lord, you guys. You increase my faith tonight. I'll tell you, if I had never accepted Christ as Savior, it was tonight I would have done it. I love you. And I know you love me too.
had a good time. Thank you all for coming, and it's candy time. And I'll tell you what. You know, you guys have been so good, and I heard you singing so much. Your box is pretty much just as big as the family box. I just want you to know that. That's how much you move my heart when I hear you sing. I said, that small box of candy just can't do it anymore. We have to give you even more. And you know what? That's just Jesus working in our heart. That's what he does all the time. I just have to give you more. So, if you're visiting tonight and if you forgot from last year and the years before. Matter of fact, I think this is our 50th year we've done this program in this church. Isn't that something? Yeah, this is the 50th year, so praise the Lord. But please do not open the candy in the church. Children, please consume all your candy tonight at your home. I'm just kind of kidding. That's all right. My kids are gone. Now, families, each of you, if you'd send one representative up from your family tonight. And if I can get those six young people, hopefully they've been designated. Come on up and help me. Did we get them? Don't everybody come up at once. There we go. All right. You got them back there, honey? Okay. But families, just come up and get your, please get your box, one per family for that. And then kids, one per box. Now remember what I say. Do not open the candy, please, in the church. All right. But I do thank the Lord we've had such a precious night. I would like, before you come up and receive your candy, to tell you all thank you again for coming. We've had a precious time. I'd like to stand and thank the Lord together one more time before we leave, okay? Let's go ahead and stand. If you'd bow your heads with me. Pray one more time. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this precious time we've had. Thank you, Lord, that your grace and your mercy again met us this evening. And Lord, these young people to lift up their voices to you. There couldn't be anything that pleases you more. Thank you again for these parents and these grandparents that are not, they're not slacking. They're getting these kids in to hear your word, and I know you're pleased. And Lord, we commit these children to you. We commit them to you for their safety, their protection. And Lord, we know that greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. And Lord, we're going to be confident. And these parents, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart. Lord, the promises of God are yea and amen. They've never changed. This world will change, but you never change. Lord, touch our hearts. Let us go home tonight. Let us just be even a little bit more thankful this Christmas time. And Lord, I thank you, God. We're looking for your soon appearing. As you came so many years ago as a baby, this time, praise be to God, you're coming as the bridegroom. And Lord, help us to be looking for you and longing for you. As you said before you went, those that look for me a second time, they'll see my appearing. We thank you for the faith. We thank you for the grace. We thank you again that you give us all the faith to believe you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for coming. All right. Let's not do a mass herd here, okay?